Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a beautiful day here in the Valley. We have calls coming in already, and we have some unfinished business from yesterday. But first of all, we want to tell you that On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. On the Mark, brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are indeed the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage, where they work on all types of vehicles. Learn more by visiting them online at sunburymotors.com, or better yet, stop in on North 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf for the Kia dealership. Our hotlines are open this morning, 570-743-9565. We'll get you right through to Lynn Hall, our producer. And you can email us if you prefer to do that at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. However you choose to participate, we love hearing from you. So give us a call, send us an email, or shoot us a text. Yesterday, we had some callers who generated quite a bit of comment, and we were so busy with phone calls, even at the end of the program, we had to limit the amount of time we could give some of our callers, and sorry about that. Better to call early and get more time. But in any event, Shirley always sparks a little comment, and one of our emailers says, "Shirley, you Republicans sure sounds concerned about the division she talks about when she lumps all of one side together. Biden, by just being 82, doesn't deserve any respect." Okay, I will say that you don't need to get respect just because you're old. Let's see here. Now, another one says, "Joe, you sound like a typical politician. Trump needs to let bygones be bygones and move on." I did say that yesterday, and I feel that. Move on to what exactly, our writer says? The same old crap that's been happening in the government for years? The liberals have lied, cheated, and gone against everything this country was founded on to try to get rid of Trump. And if he gets reelected, he's supposed to look away and move on? How the hell does that help anything? That will just motivate the liberals to do it again and again to gain control forever. If we don't hold some of these politicians accountable, then our system and our country is doomed. Signed by Doug. Okay, Doug, you took me to task, all right. Another one of our emailers says, "Student loan debt forgiveness is not letting it go, Tom," referring to our caller Tom. "It's appropriating my tax dollars to pay others' debts. Idiocy." And what about the ones who got student loans and bought gifts and cars and never spent anything on college? Well, I guess they would owe us some money back. Our texters, quite a few of them. Eric always generates a few texts. "Eric, Biden isn't trying to make America better. The laptop of Hunter's was verified as real by the FBI, and there's evidence of Joe Biden's corruption on that laptop. That's why it matters." And Eric, yes, the radical pro-Hamas radicals defaced the statues in D.C. Another text says, "Biden doesn't follow his faith. He supports the murder of babies with abortion." Another text says, "Oh, Shirley, why are you supporting a dementia patient?" And Shirley, you Democrats can't seem to accept the 2016 election of Trump. You people have been crying about Trump for 8 years. And Shirley, why concede an election we know was rigged? Another one directed at Shirley, "Trump's conviction is a dark, dark stain on the judicial system. You seem to support Stalin-level show trials because that's all the Trump trial was." And then 2,000 mules was pulled from Salem media platforms. Salem settled a lawsuit for an undisclosed amount, according to an article by NPR this past Friday. I found that same article. And Georgia has found 700,000 plus 2020 votes that were not legit. Look it up, Chris. Okay, that's a summary of our emails and texts from yesterday. We have some other things today. I've got a clip here I want to get to sometime this morning where actually a Republican official suggested that we worship Donald Trump. But let's start with the callers. We'll start with, let's see, who's first? Let me see. Stan, you are first. And hang on a second here. Stan, you there? Hello, Stan. Well, I'm not hearing anything from Stan. And my phone is button is pressed and two other lines are ringing. Okay. Well, we'll try and work on that issue and see if we can get it resolved. Nope, I'm not getting anything. I have nobody on. My phone is not connected somehow. All right, well, we'll work on that. We'll move on to the other thing. This morning, I picked up a clip from CNN that was very interesting about Donald Trump and whether or not he is like Jesus Christ and whether or not he should be worshipped. This only runs about 2 minutes. Hopefully in that time we can get our call system scheduled. Those of you who are calling in, hang on with us. We're going to get it settled here soon.
Yesterday in Las Vegas, his most ardent supporters described the conviction as a sign of his martyrdom, with the head of the Nevada Republican Party going as far as to say that Trump supporters should worship the presumptive GOP nominee, and Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene comparing Trump to Jesus.
Oh, President Trump is a convicted felon. Well, you want to know something? The man that I worship is also a convicted felon. And he was murdered on a Roman cross.
We're here in Sunset Park to worship and bring back the greatest president we've ever known in our generation.
Now, as temperatures soared into the triple digits, Trump told his supporters what he thinks about them.
Everybody was so worried yesterday about you, and they never mentioned me. I'm up here sweating like a dog. They don't think about me. I'm working my ass off. I don't care about you. I just want your vote. I don't care. It would be suicide before Biden, right?
Now, Trump has a history of bathing in messianic rhetoric throughout his trials. He's cast himself as a martyr, compared himself to Jesus, and reshared fan videos like this one, which he declares, quote, God gave us Trump. And from his presidency, of course, you may recall this viral moment.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
Here to discuss our chosen ones this morning, former assistant to President Biden, Megan Hayes, and CNN political commentator Shermichael Singleton. Shermichael, I mean, you know, this the Jesus stuff, the Messiah stuff, isn't that offensive to evangelicals, conservative Christians?
Going to put me in the hot seat this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look, I think a lot of evangelicals will look at the former president and say, oh, you know, that's a little bit of fodder. You know, they have their religious beliefs. And you see some people who were at the event. I actually talked to someone who was there, and he said a lot of people looked at it as sort of jokes and bluster. They really wanted to hear the president, former president, make his case about why he's the better alternative, his case against Democrats, his case against President Biden. That's what really, really riled the crowd up. They sort of laughed at some of this commentary. So I think for those folks, they don't take the former president too serious.
Well, okay, well, let's see whether or not they do take him seriously. So what do you think about that, folks? All right, we have three callers on the line. Hopefully our issue is corrected. And Stan, you're on the mark.
Hey, there you are.
All right, thank goodness. Okay.
Wrong buttons today, huh?
Well, I don't know. I pressed everything I'm supposed to press, but you're sounding loud and clear. All right.
Okay. Let me set this straight. God didn't give us Trump. Well, in the long run, possibly. But what brought Trump about was the Democrats and their policies. Period.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Well, without their trying to, you know, destroy this country, Trump would have never got the traction he did. You know, the open border and not securing the border. That's the biggest thing, in my opinion. And from I heard some reports today that actually the number of illegals crossing the Canadian-U.S. border is increased tenfold.
Well, that's surprising.
So we got problems there, too.
Apparently we do.
Yeah, so, but that's not why I called.
Okay.
I got a question. I don't know if you've seen it. You see the reports about the 3-year-old boy that was stabbed by a woman out in Ohio last week?
No, I'm afraid I haven't seen that.
you haven't seen any of that. You watch the news, right? You watch CNN, MSNBC, just to get all sides, right?
I do. I watch all the news, but I don't see every single story that comes down the pike, I guess.
I would think that a three-year-old being stabbed in the parking lot, sitting in a shopping cart with his mom, and his mom got stabbed, would make some sort of news.
I vaguely recall hearing something about it. Now that you mention his mom.
Now I'm going to put it this way. If the person that did the stabbing had been of a different, skin color, it would have been national news 24/7, okay? Now, look it up. There's video out there of this person in court being arraigned, smiling and mugging for the camera.
Yeah.
You know, she looked like, it was a woman, she looked like that Judge Aragon or whatever his name is up in New York when Trump had his supposed financial fraud trial.
Okay.
Mugging for the camera. It was pretty disgusting. But we don't see a lot of it on the news because it doesn't fit the narrative.
Well, I gather you're saying this was a person of color attacking a white person and a white child?
Oh, absolutely, that's what it was. Okay. Three-year-old kid sitting in a shopping cart, she stabbed him to death.
Okay, well.
Now, I'm assuming
that is
she's a little off on the rocker, because you got to be off on the rocker to do that.
Yeah, I was
wondering. That's still no excuse.
I was wondering if there was a mental health issue involved. It doesn't sound like a rational
action. Joe, you don't even have to wonder about stuff like that. If somebody walks up to somebody and just stabs them out of the blue, there's mental issues involved.
Well,
either that or it's racist hate, one or the other. I don't know. But even that's a mental issue, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, I can't argue that point with you.
So why? My question to everyone out there is, why wouldn't that be on and broadcast on the news more?
Well,
because you know that if it had been a three-year-old black or Hispanic kid stabbed by a white dude or a woman, it would have been made news 24/7 because of how racist the American people are. You know, the systemic racism and all that. That's what we would have heard.
Well,
because that's all we've heard in the past.
I will admit one thing. I've been following, I don't know whether you followed the story. I'm a big fan of Penn Live. They do excellent reporting. They have great reporters like John Bogie up in Williamsport. And they've been reporting a killing in Harrisburg where two police officers shot and killed a black man who was running away from a shots fired incident wearing a black hood and a black mask. And the Penn Live went to excruciating detail to explain everything that led up to it, making it pretty clear that these officers didn't have a choice. And I thought, well, you know, this sounds like excessive to me, that they're trying to just preclude anybody from saying this was a racial incident.
Well, they don't want to see riots in Harrisburg, which I understand,
right?
Because of news reporting.
Right. So, I mean, I think the media is very careful about this stuff today, not wanting to incite anybody to do anything violent or property.
Well, wait a minute, Joe.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
If it, as I said, if it had been a white dude, that's what it all would have been focused on by the news media. We know that. We've seen it in the past.
Okay.
And then there would have been march in the street. Just like, let me put it to you this way: when Trump was convicted on 34 counts, which I believe was a freaking show trial, but that's a whole other story. Did you see the people, his supporters, rioting in the street?
No, we did on January 6th, though.
For 4 hours. Okay, there was a riot for 4 hours at the Capitol building, and in all of 2020, in the streets of America, they were burning and looting stores across America for people from the Democrat side.
Yeah, but my point is, if it was wrong then, it's wrong now.
Say what happened on J6 was right.
Okay.
But did you see it happen last 2 weeks ago, on, I guess it's the 30th of May, when he was, quote, convicted?
No.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
You know what happened? People spoke with their wallets. They opened up their wallets, and they gave $50-plus million to his campaign.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't one of those, okay?
Okay, we're going to get...
I will never donate to a political campaign.
So you
said. Period.
We'll give you the last 30 seconds. We have two other callers we have to get to.
Well, to answer Eric's question yesterday, why would anybody vote for Trump? Because I will not vote for the man that went quid pro quo, get a prosecutor fired in Ukraine, sold a country out to China, made millions through it through his bag man Hunter, You know, the laptop is real, and his campaign's the one that spread the lie that it wasn't.
Okay.
And he allows the invasion at the border. That's why I won't vote for Biden. I will vote for the convicted felon. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Stan. Thank you for calling. Okay, Van, you're up next from New Columbia, and I wondered if you saw the video last night of President Biden at the Juneteenth celebration where he apparently froze for about 40 seconds or so.
No, I didn't see that, but I did see a video of him where he was saying that he was upset that money wasn't appropriated for the war over in Iraq sooner.
Right.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, he's had a habit of mixing up countries. You know, I don't think he's actually sending money to Iraq.
Isn't it something that when a president of the United States addresses the press that he immediately then turns and walks away? And not, of course, not directly away because he meanders around the stage so he finds his way off.
Right.
But it's sad. And then he says about, oh, I don't think they want me answering questions. And then there's always that cringe moment for the Democrats when, as he's walking away, he stops and does that slow, elderly turn and looks back at the crowd. And then he opens his mouth and makes a fool of himself. But, you know, just like Stan said, you know, why Trump is so popular is just because of the Democrats, you know, policies. And it's so sad to see the Democrats, they're not voting for a man because no one thinks, or at least I can't believe it, I can't believe anyone thinks that Biden is actually running this country as a president.
Well, there are people who feel that way, that he isn't, that, you know, wouldn't be the first time if you remember, well, you wouldn't remember Woodrow Wilson personally, but he had a stroke in his second term, and his wife, Edith Galt, actually ran the country, limited access to him, made the decisions, you know, kept everybody away from him, and actually was de facto president for the last year or so of his term.
Yeah, and like that would never happen today. We'd hope so, but yeah, our president, he's not there cognitively. He's not there. That, remember how they were crying about Trump? He was mentally not with it, and they wanted him tested. So Trump submitted to a cognitive test and did quite well, but yet Biden won't submit to the same test, and it's obvious why he won't, because he won't be able to pass it. You know, and as far as Trump being like the second coming of Christ or some messianic figure, I was just looking online here, and I found from Newsweek back in January 18th of 2013, the cover of that had Obama, and the title was The Second Coming.
Oh, really?
And in November 22 of 2020, it had a picture of Obama with one of the Hindu gods, you know, how they have all the arms sticking out of them, and a picture of Obama like that, and said, God of all things. You know, and it was portrayed that Obama was going to be the great hope. He was like the second coming when he got in. So he was more a messianic figure than Trump. But, you know, sadly, you know, Trump's morality isn't what I would like to have in a president. But then again, there's been lots of presidents that haven't been very moral.
Yeah, and some of them have been very good presidents, too.
Yeah, and it's the thing, too. Think about now, Trump, he was out in Las Vegas, and it was 113 degrees when he had that rally out there. And he stood in a suit for an hour and gave a speech to those people. I wouldn't want to stand in 113-degree heat in a suit and end up, you know, suffering like that. But I guarantee you, Joe Biden could not have even attempted to do such a thing. He would have collapsed.
Well, but Trump's taking some flack for the fact he says that they talked about in that same campaign appearance that people were worried, or the media was worried about the people coming to his rally in that heat. He said, what about me? They aren't worried about me. I just want your votes. And Biden has already turned that into a TV commercial.
Well, isn't it like Trump all the time to do stuff like that, though? It's always about him, which... That's just his ego, and that's just part of who he is.
Well, yeah, but I think he's being lighthearted about it. I mean, I people take everything Donald Trump says, particularly on the left, as absolute gospel, that he meant exactly what he said, that they don't allow any room for humor or levity or, you know, just the guy has an offbeat sense of humor.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people like about him. He's down to earth. He's like one of the boys, and yet... Here he is, you know, he's a a great leader in my estimation. Biden has never exuded any leadership that I've ever seen throughout his whole, 50-plus political years that he's been down in D.C.
Well, he certainly hasn't strayed far from the mold. I mean, I think that the thing that gets me about President Biden is that he seems to always have his finger wet and in the air trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing. And whichever way that is, he's trying to adopt policies. It's like the old adage, there go my people, I have to rush to get ahead of them. Well, I think that's what he's doing. He's trying to figure out where the country is headed and then tries to make it look like he's getting us there. And I think the border is the best example of that. After saying nothing could be done, we've done everything we can, the Republicans are at fault. But suddenly he's got an executive order that's going to solve the problem. Amazing.
Yep. Yeah, and all in a presidential election year.
Yeah, well.
But
Republicans are not adverse to doing political stuff either, so let's be fair about it.
No, it's politics. It's politics, but one of the things that always sticks in my mind about Biden and Obama was about gay marriage, how they came out and made their statements that they were not for gay marriage, that marriage was between a man and a woman. And in my estimation, you get to be about 30 years old, you're pretty much set in what you believe, you know, morally. But that's what they stated, and that's what I believe, too. But then all of a sudden, they switched, and it became legal for gay marriage. And like I brought up yesterday about the national debt, open borders, abortion, and this whole pride stuff, I think America is doomed because we were a Christian nation at one time, and Jesus Christ, out of his own mouth, said that it would be more tolerable for Capernaum than for Sodom, or more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for Capernaum, because Sodom and Gomorrah did not have the light that Capernaum had. And America had much light. God has given us much knowledge, and God's revealed himself to America. And there's churches all over, in every little town there's churches littered across this country. And the truth has been rejected, and now we've become an immoral,
Man, we got to give you the last word. We have another caller, and we have a break to take. So we'll give you the final 30 seconds.
Well, that's all I had to say.
Okay.
Take care. Have a good day.
Call again. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Bill, hang on. We have to take a quick break. We have two open hotlines, 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You'll always hit the bullseye when you visit Weaver's Archery. You'll be at the top of your game with their full line of bows, crossbows, arrows, sights, rests, stabilizers, releases, broadheads, and more. You'll see the names you know and trust, like Matthews, Hoyt, Bowtech, Mission, Prime, 10 Point, Raven, and Excalibur. Plus, they service what they sell. Try your equipment out on their indoor range and Techno Hunt video shoot. Excellence in archery. Always found at Weaver's Archery. Route 522 between Sealands Grove and Middleburg, and at weaversarchery.com.
It's time for Plaza House Furniture's summer sale with 20% off store-wide items in every department. We have hundreds of recliners, dinettes, and TV stands in stock and on sale, too. Save even more for a limited time with a cash discount. Plaza House features a huge department of Sealy and Kingstown bedding as well. Shop now and save during the summer sale at Plaza House Furniture in Sealands Grove and in Bloomsburg. Visit anytime at plazahouse.com. It's time to put your best foot forward for some warm weather fun. First, visit Mifflinburg Variety, your family footwear store. They have all the popular names like New Balance, Saucony, Wolverine, Timberland Pro, Under Armour, and plenty more. Mifflinburg Variety has all the equipment you need for outdoor fun, like camping, fishing and hunting gear, and sporting equipment from Outdoor Research, Marmot, Remington, and Winchester. There's kitchen and household items by Cuisinart and Hamilton Beach. Plus, they carry toys and gifts by Melissa and Doug Ertl, and lots more. All at Mifflinburg Variety, your family's variety store. In the Buffalo Valley Shopping Center, Mifflinburg.
Try the Crispy Cuppy Roni Trio at Papa John's before it's gone. Choose between the New York-style Crispy Cuppy Roni Pizza or some Crispy Cuppy Papadillas made with creamy tomato sauce and ooey-gooey cheeses folded and baked for a flatbread-style sandwich. Or get some Crispy Cuppy Roni Papa Bites. Fresh, never-frozen, original dough rolled up with two different styles of pepperonis, pizza sauce, and cheeses. Better ingredients, better pizza at your locally owned and operated Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
Okay, we're back on board. Two of the hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us, as some have done, at 70236. But be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. Bill, thank you for your patience. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Sometime today, we're expecting a Hunter Biden verdict.
Could be.
Or judgment, right?
Could be, yeah, could be.
So you have the Trumpster being charged on a low-class misdemeanor that expired as far as that they're using as a political campaign to try to pump it up to a felony, right? But you have an attorney, Hunter Biden, who is an attorney that deals with documents and the rule of law every day in his practice, his legal practice, you would assume, has an official illegal document and misleads and fills it out incorrectly, but they want it thrown out. So you see the comparisons from one to the other.
I do, but you know, in this case, it probably comes down to semantics, I guess. But I think that they've talked a lot about the fact that no one is directly tied Hunter Biden using crack during the month, I think it was October, in which he purchased the gun. Now, people have him purchasing and using crack before that and apparently after it, but no one can testify that they actually saw him load it.
Okay, Your Honor, you said prior to buying the gun, right?
Right,
you said
right.
Prior to buying the gun.
Right.
It is well documented that once he purchased the gun, the next day they have documented texts that he's interacting with drug dealers. So, hey, I'm not going to go on the street and buy drugs, but now that I got my gun, I'll go buy my drugs. And it's the day after he has all the documented texts to go out and purchase the drugs.
Well, then they show his... I guess his brother's wife, whom he had a relationship with, disposing of the gun, throwing it into a trash bin, which she now says was a terrible idea, and it was a terrible idea, but she was obviously worried about what he might do with it, and that would imply that, you know, she believed he was still using crack cocaine. And his own daughter testified for the prosecution, so I'm sorry. I think if he skates on this, it's jury nullification. I think he should be found guilty, but then probably just given probation.
Well, all right.
I mean, the guy straightened his life out.
They're just trying to point out the two different extremes from
right.
the county there.
No, I agree.
But here, one thing is about the Trumpster, right, and the sound bites. I guess, you know, they're really getting them on the sound bites, right? And documented AI commercials. They got the famous producer in there to help make commercials for him, Steven Spielberg, to try to get Biden across the finish line. But you have to understand, a Trumpster goes publicly anywhere from 12 to 15 hours, plus or minus weekly, correct? I would assume that sounds about right, you know, in the public eye.
He's out there making comments.
Yeah, you have a president, right? Even before, when he was running for president, that really never made a public statement. You're lucky if you get one sentence out of this gentleman that he has to go off script. Can you imagine if Biden went out and talk for 12 to 15 hours a week, even if he went out for 1 hour, the mistakes and the gaffes that this buffoon would be making that runs our country.
Well, I mean, I look at it, his statement last night on Juneteenth. It was a rather bizarre occurrence. I mean, he actually said that Republicans are trying to take away black people's voting rights and we're trying to make sure that their votes don't get counted. I don't think there's any evidence of that I've seen, that that's their intent. If securing the voting process is depriving someone of their right to vote, I wouldn't see how. If they have a legitimate right to vote, nothing that's been proposed is going to stop a legitimate person from voting. So, I mean, I think that's just more propaganda that Biden seems to be trying to, you know, not say how good I am, but how terrible the other guy is and what he's going to do if he gets control. I'm more interested in hearing from Biden about what Biden plans to do in a second term, and I'm more interested in hearing from Trump what he plans to do than just coming down on each other.
The Biden and the White House coup council has already proven that they can lock this country down with this COVID thing. I mean, there's even gaffes where they slip up about political camps and whatnot. Listen, they have people coming over this border, right, that during the COVID, you think that they would have lined them up and made lines for them to get the COVID shot, but yet the people were losing their jobs because they'd refused to get the COVID shot, getting kicked out of the Army. But an illegal kid could come over and go to school, your grandchildren, right? They could come over the border yesterday, get registered to school, go to school, and they have 90 days to get all their shots, where your grandkid doesn't get into school until they get their shot. Do you understand how the system's all messed up? And when you talked about Biden freezing during that Juneteenth,
right,
he was probably relieving himself in his diapers again.
I don't believe incontinence is one of his problems, but he was standing there. Everybody else was moving and dancing. He was staring straight ahead with a smile plastered on his face. Nothing moved. His hands didn't move. His feet didn't move. His face didn't move. Nothing moved. And when that happened,
when that happened to Mitch McConnell,
the media went absolutely insane. And yet no one's saying much about that this morning. Now, MSNBC said, one of the talking bobbleheads on Morning Joe said, well, I was there last night and he was fine. Maybe he wasn't clapping in unison with the others, but he was fine. But he wasn't. He was standing there like he was petrified.
I guaranteed he had an earpiece in, and whoever was on the other end was telling, hey, listen here, you old little son of a gun. This is what you're going to do. Stop acting like an idiot. This is now, when you're going to do this, you're going to go this way, you're going to do this way, you're going to do that way. I guarantee it, he was probably listening to his earpiece.
Well, no, I think what happened, George Floyd's brother was standing beside him, and eventually, when he realized what was happening, he put his arm around the president's shoulder, and that seemed to snap him out of it. So, who knows?
Well, George Floyd, that's another...
Well, we'll give you the last word. We'll give you the final 30 seconds, sir.
Oh boy, where do you even go, man? Just glad the Democrat callers are calling in. That I could see that they just listen to political headlines and CNN and Rachel Maddow and like just really. And the only reason why I call in is because of the Constitution and the godly values in the Constitution. And Trumpster proves that every day that that's what he's there for.
Hey. This country, I mean, the program here shows that we're kind of divided. But thank you, Bill. Appreciate your call, as always. We are a divided country, and I guess, you know, we welcome all opinions on this program. I have mine. Everybody says, oh, I'm a big Trump fan. I am not a big Trump fan. I didn't vote for Donald Trump in the primary. I voted for Nikki Haley, and I would do it again today. And would I rather have someone leading the Republican Party than Donald Trump? Yes. Not because I think his policies are bad, but just because I think the guy is flawed, the same way I think Joe Biden is flawed. Now, I can sit here and give you a litany of things I don't like about Donald Trump and a litany of things I don't like about Joe Biden. But we're stuck with this, and unless RFK Jr. gets on the ballot in all 50 states and really turns into a viable candidate, we're pretty much going to have to choose between the lesser of two evils, whichever way we feel that lesser might be, or whoever we feel that lesser might be. In my case, I don't think we can continue to go along the way we have been in this country with an open border and a president who seems disengaged. Yes, he has his moments. He's done some good things. I'm going to concede that. But I don't think, on the whole, that his policies have been good for the country. You know, they say, oh, the Republicans ran up the debt. It's terrible. Well, so did Joe Biden, you know, and no one has expressed any interest in getting any of this under control in Washington, neither Republicans nor Democrats. And it's a shame because we have a great country, but I'm afraid we are going to lose it if we don't start deciding what our national priorities are and trying to work together across the aisle to achieve solutions. I think when Ronald Reagan was president, he and Tip O'Neill managed to forge a good relationship. And Bill Clinton managed to form a good relationship with the Congress in his second term and produce some good things for the country. So it's not, to me, a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's about what we want to achieve. If all we want to do is blame the other side for all of our ills and all of our problems and point out everything bad that's on that my political opponents are doing, we're really not getting anywhere. You know, this campaign is, I think, going to be the dirtiest, the nastiest that we've seen in the history of this country. And that's saying quite a bit because we've seen some wingdings over the years. In any event, our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok or text us at 700-236, but put OTM at the start of your message. When we come back, we've got some interesting stuff about Nancy Pelosi and what she said about January 6th.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
It's time to put your best foot forward for some warm weather fun. First, visit Mifflinburg Variety, your family footwear store. They have all the popular names like New Balance, Saucony, Wolverine, Timberland Pro, Under Armour, and plenty more. Mifflinburg Variety has all the equipment you need for outdoor fun, like camping, fishing and hunting gear, and sporting equipment from Outdoor Research, Marmot, Remington, and Winchester. There's kitchen and household items by Cuisinart and Hamilton Beach. Plus, they carry toys and gifts by Melissa and Doug, Ertl, and lots more. All at Mifflinburg Variety, your family's variety store. In the Buffalo Valley Shopping Center, Mifflinburg.
Try the Crispy Cuppy-Roni Trio at Papa John's before it's gone. Choose between the extra-large New York-style Crispy Cuppy-Roni Pizza with thick-cut Crispy Cuppy pepperonis, a three-cheese blend, and creamy tomato sauce on a foldable New York-style pizza crust. Or get some Crispy Cuppy Papadillas filled with creamy tomato sauce and ooey-gooey cheeses folded and baked. Or how about some Crispy Cuppy Papa Bites made with fresh, never-frozen original dough, rolled up with pepperonis, pizza sauce, and cheeses. Better ingredients, better pizza at your locally owned and operated Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
At Giant, this new bonus buys every week, so you're always getting a great price on groceries. Shop at Giant and grocery like a pro one.
Snyder's Pretzels or Cape Cod Chips, $1.99 each with digital coupon.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. One of our emailers, Tom, says, turned into OTM, but once again got something called MAGA Pravda. Okay, so much for that, Tom. Thank you. And one of our texters says, Joe, the reason the left can't see humor in the statements Trump makes is because they don't understand humor, and they're never funny. Well, all right. And we're going to start with Dan from New Berlin. Dan, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Wait, I'd talk a little about media influence. Yesterday, I spent a day with a close relative, and we've got to politics gradually, and they believe basically everything the media says evil about Trump. They believe that Trump will be a dictator. I said that he'll never be a dictator in America. You couldn't be if you wanted to be. and none of his people that support him want him to be a dictator. I said, he said that tongue-in-cheek as a joke. Yeah, he said, I'll be a dictator in the first day, you know, to close the border and get oil moving. I said, no way he'll be a dictator. Well, they said, well, we're glad you're not afraid. That's good to hear. I said, you got to pay attention to more media than the mainstream media and the mainstream press, or you're completely deceived about President Trump. And I said, you got to look back what he did for America when he was in office. That's what I'm voting for, what Trump did and what he's going to try to do again. But I said that America is not near where it was even when President Trump took office. The damage that the Biden administration done, I don't know if anyone can undo it, is what I'm concerned about. But I said the only one running in the election process right now is that can do it is Trump. He's the only one that can possibly bring this country back.
But bear in mind, Dan, there are a lot of people on the other side of the aisle who think that President Biden is moving this country in the right direction. Now, granted, his approval ratings are awfully bad right now, even among some in his own party. But, you know, there's still another side out there where people think that what he's doing is the right stuff.
Well, I don't know where they're living, Joe. To be honest, it's not a Democrat, it's not a Republican thing. I don't always vote for a Republican just because he's a Republican. And I've changed my vote a couple times for president over the years because the person running had greater ideas than either the Republican or the Democrat. I can't say that I ever voted. I don't think I ever voted for a Democrat for president, but in other positions I did.
Well, you know, yesterday that poll that I talked to you about from CBS, or that we had on the air yesterday, 54% of the people who support Biden say they are supporting him to oppose Trump. So, I mean, you know, you say you think Donald Trump did all the right things, but there is definitely another school of thought about that. And a lot of people aren't willing to take his personal bad habits and his name-calling and the other things that he does that I don't think are presidential. A lot of people don't like that. I'm one of them.
Look at Biden. He does plenty of name-calling.
Yeah, but you see, that's the same thing. That's what we're saying.
That's overlooked by the mainstream media. Because they hate us equally.
But they hate the MAGAs
as well as Trump.
But Dan, somebody's got to be the adult.
Together.
Dan, somebody's got to be the adult in the room. Somebody has to say, this stops now, and it stops with me. And we're not seeing that. Whereas Joe Biden's more than willing to throw bombs at Trump, and Trump's more than willing to throw bombs back. Until somebody says, listen, I'm not going to talk about anything but issues. I'm not going to get into personalities. This country is too, what we're facing is too important to drag it down into personalities. We're going to talk about issues. The day that happens, I'm going to expect to see pigs flying through this room.
That's ideal, Joe, but it's always been throwing mud. Only once Trump decided to run for president, He was a great guy among the liberals as long as he didn't run for president. But once he made that idea to run for president, then they started to hate him. It wasn't, as a caller said the other day, it wasn't the conservatives that started this. It's the liberals because they just hated Trump once he ran for president.
We're gonna have
and
to
they
the...
never left loose to this day, it's still the same.
Dan, we're going to have to give you the last 30 seconds. We have another break to take and two other callers. So.
Well, I think I said my part, Joe, and got the message. So you have a good
one. You too, Dan. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, as always. Okay, Eric, Joe, stand by. We're going to take our final break, and then we'll get to you guys.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
At Mahindra, we know you've got work to get done this spring, which is why we're taking our spring sales event to a whole new level. Get 0% for 84 months and $500 cash back on the E-MAX 20S and 20S Cab. These tough tractors are in stock now, but with this limited time deal, they won't last long.
Save yourself some work this spring. Hurry to the Mahindra Spring Sales Event going on now at Hitley Ridge Sales and Service, Mount Pleasant Mills and Elysburg Road, Danville.
TiVo Stream from SCCV seamlessly integrates live TV, on-demand recordings, and your favorite streaming services like Netflix and Disney Plus without changing inputs. The convenient Start Over feature restarts a live show, while Catch Up lets you watch a show that's already aired for up to 72 hours. With our mobile app, your recordings are accessible anytime, anywhere. Experience the future of entertainment with TiVo Stream from SCCV for $5.95 per month. Visit secv.com/TiVo Stream.
Okay, we are back on board On the Mark. One of our emailers said that I claimed I voted for Nikki Haley and then points out that she was dropped by Republicans after the New Hampshire results. The Democratic money backed her into Georgia. Her taking this money made her a rhino, ending her political career. Please read. Well, I read, and yes, but Nikki Haley was dropped by Republicans, I guess, or she backed out of the race, but she was still on the ballot in the Pennsylvania, and I voted for her. Eric, you are on the mark. Good morning.
I love it when people like Joe call in and say, you know, throw the word hate around. I don't hate Donald Trump. I hate what he stands for. I hate what he does, but I don't hate him. I think he's misguided. But then for Joe to say that the Democrats or the liberals liked him before but didn't like him now, you know, they throw around these ideas and so forth. But here's what Donald Trump said in Las Vegas. First of all, he claimed that there was 20,000 people at his rally, and the place only held 7,000, and it wasn't full. Then he said right to the crowd, "I don't care about you." And then he turned around and said, and now they'll take that and use that against me. Well, how would you feel if, you know, you raise the elements and I guess like 10 people had to go to the hospital because of the heat. And then him look at the eye and said, I don't care about you. And the stuff that flies out of his mouth, I mean, it's not presidential. And I think we agree upon that, Joe.
Eric, even the people who were at that rally, even MSNBC, I'm sorry, even CNN this morning pointed out that the crowd took that as tongue-in-cheek and he was kidding. And that's the way I took it. He wasn't saying that he didn't care about them.
Joe, what if he calls up the Kremlin and says, "I'm going to nuke you guys"? Oh, I'm just kidding. Well, you don't do that. I have expectations of someone who acts presidential, and what comes out of his mouth isn't. And they say, "Well, that's just Trump being Trump." Well, that's fine. And the way he acted many of the times that, you know, on the campaign trail, making fun of people with disabilities and acting like a fool, and, you know, his disdain, you know, obvious disdain for women. And they say, "Well, that's Trump being Trump," or he's just tongue-in-cheek. You know, as president of the United States, if people are going to take you as gospel. And what he sputs out of his mouth, anytime it goes against, "Oh, he's just kidding." Is he? Time and time again?
Well, you know, that's his sense of humor. I mean, people on the left, you included, take every word out of his mouth as an absolute literal declaration that's immutable, that it's going to be the way he acts forever. That's not the way the guy is. You're not allowing him to have a sense of humor. If Joe Biden, well, for example, do you remember that famous incident with Ronald Reagan and a mic check saying we're going to bomb Russia, it's going to start in 20 minutes? Everybody got all bent out of shape about that, but that was just Biden. That was just Ronald Reagan kidding. But, you know, the media, oh, my God, he's threatening to bomb the Russians.
And would you agree that him saying that it wasn't a good idea as President of the United States? Do you think, oh, that's fine?
He didn't know the mic was hot. He didn't know the mic was hot. So, and he was doing a mic check.
And President Trump going to North Korea and putting those guys on the world stage and saying, I'm going to take care of this and everything, it just elevated that guy. You know? He doesn't act presidential.
So what should we do
count me as one of the people who's going to be voting for someone else just to keep Trump out of there again. You guys keep making the excuses. Oh, he was just kidding. Oh, he was just this. Oh, he was just that. Oh my goodness.
Hate to tell you, but you guys doing the same thing on the other side. Oh, Joe Biden, he's fine. He's not having senior moments. He's not demented. No, he's great. You know, you're doing the same thing. You're building your candidate up and tearing the other guy down. That's what we do in politics.
But you're trying to take instances, and what did Joe Biden say that you know, you take out of context?
What he said last night was the Republicans are trying to...
Did he ever point to his people and say, I don't care about you?
No, but he looked at...
it's okay to grope women?
No,
did he
but
ever
he's,
say, I can walk down
well, let me answer your
Broadway
question.
And shoot somebody and no one would touch
me? Let me answer your question, Eric. He last night came out and said Republicans are trying to keep black people from voting and take away their rights. Now, that's not true. It's an absolute lie.
If you take some of the legislation and trying to put in for additional requirements for people, for it's hard for them to get those requirements, then there is some basis to that.
We're not talking about putting poll taxes back again. We're talking about not literacy tests or poll tests. We're talking poll taxes. We're talking about things like making sure that the identity is secure and you have a proper identity to vote.
And it's difficult for you to do that because you don't have the money to put forth those documents or to find those documents. And you voted many, many times, and now they're saying, nope, you can't vote. Even though you voted in the same place at the same time for years and years and years, but now, without a certain card, we're not going to let you vote. And we know that it affects more people in an urban environment where there's a lot more people of color. There is some legitimacy to that, Joe.
I'm sorry, I don't buy it. Everybody has ID.
You don't buy it, but you're refuting my argument by saying I don't buy it. But
I'm sorry.
Saying I'm putting a counterpoint where there is some justification for what he said. Just because you don't bite doesn't mean there's not a point there, Joe.
Well, I'm telling you that everybody has an ID that they have to produce. You can't go to the hospital and get an MRI or a CAT scan without providing identity. So what are you saying? People are dying because they have to show identity at the hospital to get treatment?
But it's not necessarily a photo ID.
Yeah.
And some of these states want to have you actually have a photo ID, right?
Hey, we have another caller.
Even though you voted the same place, the same time for years and years and years.
Hey, listen.
Now we're going to say, nope, you can't without this.
Eric, we're out of time on this call. I'm sorry. I got
one
more caller to take. I'm sorry. Call back tomorrow. We'll give you more time. Joe from Sunbury, you get the final 60 seconds, 90 seconds or so. Sorry.
Hey, Eric, once again, misquotes Donald Trump on the Fifth Avenue shooting. Look it up, Eric. Read the quote. But I do want to mention that since you would say that you're waiting for someone to be the adult in the room.
Yep, I am.
Let me just remind you that Donald Trump, after he was elected president, he told CNN, it's on the Internet, Eric, it's on the Internet, CNN, and it's by David Wright and Byron Wolf, dated November 22nd, 2016, that he is opposed and he won't recommend prosecuting Hillary
Clinton.
Clinton. And if you're looking for the adult in the room, it was Donald Trump back then, Joe.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Call tomorrow. We'll give you more time. Hey, thanks for participating, everybody. Big day. We'll look forward to doing it all again tomorrow. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK, Sunbury.